Ve'kol sheloy zocho ha-mizbeach v'psoro. Any time the mizbeach was not zocho, that the emurim should be burnt on the mizbeach, meaning if a korban became posel before zrik is done, there was not even a heter for the mizbeach. Halacha is then loy zocho ha-kanam b'yoro. Then the kanam have no right to get from the skin even, but rather it's like burnt the skin. Shneva the pasuk says, oilas ish, that when is there a pasha that a kohen gets the skin of a korban oila, oilas ish it has to be. That means oila, shol salish, an oila that was brought for a person that was kosher. But if the korban was not kosher, then the kohanim do not get from the skin. Now what's going to be oila shenichot shlel lishmo? You have a korban oila, that the shechita was done shlel lishmo. So lochri is afa pi, shlel also lebailim. Even though it's not oila lebailim, the bailim is not yotze the chayiv, but lemaisa the korban is still kosher, and lemaisa you're still allowed to burn the emur on the mizbeach. Therefore, oil lekahanim that the skin still goes to the kohen. Now, echad oilas ish v'echad oilas isha orim seim lekahanim. Whether it's a man that brings the korban oila, whether it's an isha that brings the korban oila, in both places that's the locha, the skin goes to the kahanim. Now the Mishnah says oiras kochim kalim lebailim. What do we do with the skin of a korban kochim kalim lekishlamim? It goes to the owner, not to the kohen, but it goes to the owner. The oiras kochim kadoshim. What about the skin from the korban oila, korban chatis? That goes to kahanim. And kal v'chaim, it's kal v'chaim like this. Ma yimoyla, ma dech by korban oila. Shloi zocha b'psara. That the kahanim are not zocher in the basar of it. Zocha b'yoyro. Still the locher is that the kahanim get the skin. So kochi kadoshim, by kodesh, by other kochim kochim. Shloi zocha b'psara, that the kahanim do get what eat from it. They have right eat from a chatis. Is any din sheyisku b'yoyrin? Isn't it a svaro that the kohanim should get their skin? And then the Mishnah says, "Yishno ein mizbeach achiyach." The Kohen can't like shlug up this kal v'chaymer from the mizbeach. That even though the mizbeach is zeicher in the basar, like the emurim is burnt on the mizbeach, and still the mizbeach never gets the skin. So even though you get basar, you don't get skin. So Mishnah says that's not a pirch ein mizbeach achiyach. Why? Shein le'or mikomakum. Because in no korban the skin is never burnt. But since the skin is never burnt, that's not a proof from the mizbeach itself. But rather, the proof is from the kohanim that madach by the korban oila, that the kohen gets nothing. He gets the skin by korban chatas, that the kohen does get the bus released. Avad is the svar to say he should also get the skin. Yeah, now the Gemara says like this. Turn around, burn. Look at the price like this. Pesik says oilash ish. The oila of a man, his oila. So the kana mazeicher in the skin. So we say, what does the Kama teach us? Prat liyelas hegdish, not the yelav hegdish. We'll soon see what that means. Tivu Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, prat liyelas gerim means lafuke if a ger brings the korban oilam, so then the kohen does not get the skin of the korban. We'll soon explain why not. The Chodek Kashri is, isn't the ger called an ish? So why shouldn't the skin go to the current Musunsi? Now the Gemara explains. My prat the Eulah Segdish. What does the Braisa mean to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Eulah's ish and not an Eulah's Hegdish? What's called not an Eulah's Hegdish? Some Rabbi Chia by Yosef, prat li Eulah, habo min ha-moisras. Means to say a korban Eulah that comes from leftover from other korbanos min ha-moisras. Rashi says, let's say the Chol Hashem is any korban Hashem, Sharia, they're supposed to let it pasture in the fields, could go in a tmura of a korban Hashem, Rosh Hashem Shemesu Bolov, Rosh Kipru Bolov, so Lachar is let it pasture in the fields, and when then it comes a Bamum, you sell it, and with the money, you buy in the Dova, which goes to Eulis, Kayat HaMizbeach, comes to the Eula for Kayat HaMizbeach. So that's not called an Eulis Ish, El Nidva Tziburi, it's like an Dova of a Tzibur. And Rashi also says, "V'nischem mishal tibor," and the bailim does no din smich on the bailim, and therefore that's not called eilas ish. On such a korban eila, the skin does not go to the kohanim. Samar says, "Honi chalaman diyam ma'isras on nidvas tibor atli." If you tell me the leftover money like goes to bring in the nidvas tibor, it's very good. It's not called an eilas ish, but it's called an eilas tibor. Therefore, it doesn't have this loch of the skin. Ela laman diyam, according to man diyam, though ela laman diyam. Moisres, le nidvas yochadati, no, the leftover of this korban oshrim, the money that you sell it, the money you use, is to buy an oilet for korban yochid. Rashi says, volev shel oshrim, the owner of the korban oshrim is left over, who wants me, brings a oilet from the money, and itak has to make a semicha on it. If so, the chur is called his korban. Semaik lemeimah, why isn't this called an oilet ish? It's called an oilet ish, it's called his korban, maik lemeimah. Marian says, Kadiyama Rav, like Rav says, Ha'ila, Oila Rishena, means the Oila Rishena. Rashi says, Gabi, the Erech Oleo, Oila, Yafina Minei, Shele Yehe Dovra Kaitl Matamit Shashachar. Nothing should be brought before the Korban Atamit Shashachar. Says, Ha'ila means the first thing she brought is the Korban Tamit. His Ochinami, Oila, Oila Rishena, means that this Oila Ish means a Korban that its first Kedusha was to be a Korban Oila. Then the locher is the skin goes to the kohen. But over here, that this korban started out to be a korban oshim, and it was left over, and they sold it, and the money they buy another korban oila. That's not called elisish. That's not called oila rishayna. That's called like oila shniya. Rabbi Ivoy Omer Rabbi Yanai Prat lematfis oila leberik abayis. That's what the ashen is posik of oilas ish. Only an oilas ish does the skin go to the kohen. Not another oila. It means an oila that you are matfis to the Bedek Abayis. So in such a case, the skin does not go to the Kohanim, but rather goes to the Bedek Abayis. So the Moshe says like this, Loi mi boy, not only, Laman biyom, kochi Bedek Abayis, tafse midi raiso, that when you mark the shit for the Bedek Abayis, there's like a chal of Kedusha's Bedek Abayis on it first. Ela, so therefore, the Kedusha remains upon the skin, and the skin does not go to the Kohanim, but rather belongs to the Bedek Abayis. Elo afidu l'man diyoma. Leitavs, even if you don't know, it's not topless at all, the Kedusha is Bedek Abayis. But rather, right away, it's like Migu. It's not the Kedusha's a goof of love. So I'll tell you, Hani mili bosar. That's only on the skin of the Korban, that right away it's called Kedusha's a goof on it. Avul or topless. But the skin, no, the skin tak is tough for the Kedusha's Bedek Abayis, and that Kedusha never goes off it. Therefore, the skin does not go to the Kohanim, but the skin goes, remains by the Bedek Abayis. And the Chayn Omer of Nachmin, Omer Rabba Barahua, that Prata comes to exclude Li'oilo Habom in Amaisaurus, a Noah that comes from leftover, like money from a Korban Oshom, since it was not an Oilo Rishayn, it was not Hukdish Lashem Oilo. It started out to be a Korban Oshom, just left over of it, its money was brought to being a korban oila, that does not have a din of oilas ish. Oh, Malay Rav Hamnuna, Rav Nachman, Keman, who are you going like? Rav Yehuda. So who are you saying? Is she now according to Rav Yehuda? That Rashi says what? He's the one that says, Ein oil le kahanim, that the skin does not go to the kahanim in such a case. Ah, Yehuda Bey, and Rav Yehuda himself was chayza. Why the Tanya would learn like this? Yeah, the Tanya would learn like this. Shishalinadova. So Rashi says this goes on the Yud Gimel Sheforos, like 13 pushkis they had there in the Mikdash that they used to put the money into. And it was written on it, Taklin Charetin and Taklin Atikin. So six of these Sheforos like were meant to be brought for Karbonis Nadovis, for Nadova. Shishalinadova, what are they? Liyoyla Habom in Amisaurus, for the Ulu that comes from the leftover money. That the Kohanim should not be zerch in its skin, that's the Chiddush. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. That the Kohanim are not zerch in the skin. Omulah Rav Nechemiah, Nechemiah said back to him, V'yamul, and some say Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Im Kain, if so, that's the way you dash in Rabbi Yehuda, V'tautim midroshoi, Shiri Yodah HaKohen, Yivimavato, the drosh of Yodah HaKohen. The Tanya learned like this, that Ze Medrash Dorash Yod HaKohen, this is the drosh that he dashim, that the Pasuk says, Oshem Hu, Oshem, Oshem Lashem. It says Oshem Hashem. So the color is, what exactly is the Korban Oshem? So dashim is like this, Kol Shebo Mishum Chatis and Mishum Oshem, Yukach Boy Oilas. Any Korban that started out to be a Chatis or an Oshem, what do you do with the Maisaurus? You buy a Korban Oilas with it. And in such a korban oila habosa l'shem, the bosa goes on the mizbeach like a shame, the emurim, but oila l'kahanim. So you see clearly, even the kahanim, even the korban oila, that's a maisaurus left over from a korban shlomim, from a korban oshrim, that then the oil does go to the kohanim. So how could you review this and not like this? Omalei, so he said back to him, elamar b'may mokum lo, what do you do with this? Omalei mokminu lei b'maknish nechosiv. It's talking about a case of where you maknish nechosiv. In other words, if you zaka was chayza, he's not going to dash now oil asish, prat l'may saroys. Because the Maisa Korban Oil that comes from Maisa money, he agrees to the drasha of Reb Yudak, of your Darsh of Yudak claim, to say that the Oira does go to the Kanim. He has back to him, Amulei Elamar B'may Mokum Lo, what do you do with the drasha before of Oila Sish, Prat, to which, what does it mean, Prat Li Oila Segdish? What does it mean, Lafuke? What's wrong with Oila Segdish? You're telling me now in Oila of a Maisaurus, the Oira does go to the Kanim, so what was the drasha before? Of Oilas Ish, Pratli Oilas Hegdish, or Malay, he answered back to him, Mokminalei, Bemaktish Lachosim, in the case where a person was Maktish, all his property. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua says, if not, we learned, Hamaktish Lachosim, somebody's Maktish, all his property. Voye Ben Behemois, Haruyas Agavi Mizbeach. And in his property, he had some Kabon, he had some animals there, that are fit to be a Korbin. So Lachar is the Korbin of Kavis, he had both male and female animals. Reb Lezer Weimer, Zechorim Yimarchu Tzorch Yilis, a Zorcha sell it, and with the money buy a Korban Oilah. Nikavis Yimarchu Tzorch Yizivcha Shtomah, buy a Korban Shtomah with it. O Zimeim Yiplu, Im Shar Nechosim, Lebedek Abayis, and the money of it should go to Bedek Abayis. In other words, these animals only have Kedushas Bedek Abayis on it, so you have to be poyder it and sell it, and with the money taka you buy, and you poyder it then, and these you bring, the Zchon Atzma you bring for Korban Oilah, but the money still goes, Yiplu L'mshan Nechosim B'Lek Abayis. If Yeshua knows, Zchon Atzma, said this in Tanakamah, that you sell them, I mean, for Tzorch Yiziv Cheshtom, and Dimeyim, you put in Shan Nechosim. If Yeshua knows, Zchon, if you have a Zohar, an animal, it's a Zohar there, Atzma Yikav Oilah, they themselves have brought a Korban Oilah. When the Kavus, Yimachu L'Tzorch Yishlamim, V'yavu V'Dimeyim Oilah. But if it's nekeva, it's not fit to be a korban oilah, so you have to sell it for shlamim, and the money you buy a korban oilah, the shar nechosim, the rest of his property, yiplu lebedek abayis. Now, v'yafidu l'Rabbi Yeshua d'yomar, odom chila kegdeishoi, a person could divide up, b'chila kegdeishoi, meaning to say, whether you makdish all your property, what's fit to be to the mizbeach, goes to the mizbeach, and what's not fit to go to the mizbeach, goes to the bedek abayis. So still, hani mili boso. That's only said the meat of the korban. Like even though you are makdish it for the bedek abayis, but automatically it's chalak dushas aguf on it, that at least the meat goes on the mezbeach. And a chenami, hani mili boso. But the skin of it, I'll tell you, avol or tofis, but the skin remains with the dushas bedek abayis, that you do not give it to the kahanim, but remains by the bedek abayis. So, that's the drasha of Oilas Ish for Loi Oilas, where you makdish or you nechosim, where you makdish you nechosim, then even though the behemoths become kabonis, but this case the skin remains with the kedushas bedek abayis on it. We have Yosef Yudoyim another pshat. Prat the Oilas Gerim, we have before Prat the Oilas Gerim, that if a Gerim brings a korban oilah, its skin does not go to the kohen. Omale Reb Simoye Bachikoy the Ravina, Otu Ger Lavish, what's that kind of pshat? Isn't the Ger called an Ish? Omleis, he has a back to him like this. It means, Prat Lager Shemes, in the case where the Ger died. And Vien Lo Yoshim, he has no Yoshim. So in such a case, it's come out like Kefka. And therefore, that's not considered Oilas Ish. That's the Ptur. Oilas Ish, only by an Oilas, it's brought by an Ish. Then the Or goes to the Kanim. But here, by a Ger Shemes, it has look like Kefka come out. Therefore, the skin does not go to the Kanim. Turn around, not like this. Turn around, Oilas Ish, Midarshin, Ein Liyelo, Oilas Ish. Only if a man brings a korban oilah. Oilas Gerim, Noshim V'Yavodim, and I don't know if a Gerim is still alive, or an Isha brings a korban oilah, or an Eved brings in a korban oilah. How do we know that still the skin goes to Kahanim? Tamaloyma, or Oilah, Ribui. A Ribui, Mashmi, even these korbanos also, the skin goes to Kahanim. And came if so, Ma Tamaloyma, Oilas Ish. What's the deal? Only Oilas Ish, not something else. It means Oilah Shol Salish. It means Oilah that a man is Yotze is Chayv with this Korban Oilah. Prat excluding the Shanishka to Chutzlazmana. If a Shah Shchit had a mind of Machshavas of Pigal, or Chutzlim Kaimah. that since the mice of the korban is possible, there's no emurim burnt on this korban, so adin, the kanim do not get the skin. Yochel, I would have thought to say, shanimah, but also including here, shanishka to shlo lishmo, if you have a korban oilo, that the shchita was done shlo lishmo, hoyuv lo yosu lebailim, since the mice of the bailim is not mekayim vechoyiv, they have to bring another one, maybe lo yehoi kahanim zekoyim v'yero, maybe the kanim will not be zoich in the skin of